Proverbs 15:24 says, "The way of life is above to the wise, that he may depart from hell beneath." That is a great proverb. I mean, they're all great, and it may sound wrong to pick one over another, but I can't help it. I just love this proverb. The wise man has his life raised to a higher standard and a superior condition because of the fact that he chooses God's wisdom instead of man's fake wisdom and all man's foolishness, science falsely so-called, and other such things. But the ultimate end for the truly wise man comes at the end of his life when he is raised above into God's presence in glory. True biblical wisdom involves facing our sinful condition and repenting toward God with faith in the gospel of Jesus Christ for eternal life, which results in being kept out of hell. The wise man acknowledges that God is in heaven above and in a place where there is no sin, while also present on earth and aware of all that we say, think, or do. Deuteronomy 4:39 says, "Know therefore this day, and consider it in thine heart, that the Lord, he is God in heaven above and upon the earth beneath. There is none else." So the wise man lives with the awareness of the omnipresence of God and doesn't give a rip about what stupid human beings who reject God think about him. If you want real joy in life and to end up pleasing God with your life, you'll settle in your mind once and for all that any human being who disagrees with God on anything God's word addresses is a blank-headed fool. And you will not care a whit about what fools think of you or your stand with God and with God's word. That's the attitude of the man who obeys the commandment of Jesus Christ. We read in Matthew 6:19 through 21, where Jesus said, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." If you treasure God's opinion of you, then you won't care about man's opinion of you, unless that man happens to be an elder brother in Christ who is equally committed to God's word. Of course, some of you listening may be thinking of Matthew 6:33, where Jesus said, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Others of you might be thinking of the words of Jesus Christ in Matthew 10:28, where he said, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." All of the above, and numerous other quotes directly from the mouth of Jesus Christ, all reinforce the point of our proverb, that the way of life is above to the wise, that he may depart from hell beneath. If we can just grasp and keep hold of that truth, then we'll be living with an attitude of wisdom. If we live with our eyes toward God and we look to heaven as our lifelong goal, we will have our eyes on the prize that belongs to the wise. And we will have departed from hell beneath. You know, we deserve hell, but the wise man makes heaven his home by receiving the forgiveness of sins that God offers to all sinners who will repent toward God with faith toward the shed blood of Jesus Christ, who died on the old rugged cross to pay for all of our sins. And then he rose from the dead. He said, "I will raise this body up," and he did, conquering sin and death and hell on our behalf. And that's the bottom line. The way of life is above to the wise, that he may depart from hell beneath. I just love that proverb and all that it entails and all that it means. And of course, all wisdom comes from God, and all glory to Jesus Christ.